We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. We got a big last hour on our show as we try to sift through the rubble of another Sixers season. And we will have a hot seat coming up, Al. We have Jay Black for just a quick visit today. Mm-hmm. I just need him to explain to us how Tom Brady's worth $375 million as a broadcaster.
Yeah, right.
Now, that's the craziest story of the week, right?
Yeah, it's not.
I was going to watch the game anyway. You don't have to pay him all that money. No. We're going to watch it, right? So we'll get a quick answer on that. But on the line with us right now, I don't know anybody who knows the Sixers better than this gentleman. He does a brilliant job analyzing each and every game and covering the team. Wait, before I do that, I'm stopping for a second. I need to know going into this hour where the fans are and who to blame.
All right.
So, Ava, if you would, could you give me an update on our blame question?
I can, and it's brought to you by Armin Cadillac. Be the first to place your order for the 2023 Cadillac Lyric from Armin on May 19th. Call Armin Cadillac or shop 24/7 at ArminCadillac.com. Who do you blame for this lost Sixers season? 56% Doc Rivers.
Who's second?
Harden? James Harden, 21%.
Josh
Harris, 15%. Joel Embiid got 8 on this.
He did get 8.
Which is more from the last poll.
Getting a little backlash.
But a lot of people are saying that you left out Maury, and that's their biggest issue.
Oh, now they got a problem with that.
It's right, always something.
What? Here's what you do. You go find the computer people and find out how we can have 5 choices. Would you do that for me, Ava? Because computers seem like
call that Musk guy.
Call Elon Musk and ask him if we can add a fifth thing. All
right? He just found out there's a bunch of fake profiles on Twitter. He might not want to buy it anymore.
On the line with us, ladies and gentlemen, is the number one Sixer expert I know from Philly Voice, Kyle Newbeck. Hi, Kyle.
Good morning, Angelo.
Who should we blame the most, Kyle?
Everybody. How about that?
No. Don't you weasel out of this, Kyle.
Oh, no. This is not a – I'm not weaseling out. I'm all saying right. If you look at all these people, all the people that were just named in that poll, and Daryl Morey, there's nobody that should escape blame for all this. Obviously, you know, a team falls flat on their face, looks unprepared to play and all that in the last few games of the season. You look at the head coach. That's obvious. I think Doc Rivers is someone that you pin responsibility on. You look at James Harden, this guy who potentially could get the biggest contract in the history of the NBA, and he has 0 points in the second half of the game that matters. If Ben Simmons was still here and had done that, people would be burning down the phone lines to throw this guy out and say, get this guy out of my city, so on and so forth. If you look at Joel Embiid, God bless him for trying to play through his problems, his pain, his injuries. You know, but once again, when they needed him, when they needed him to be the MVP, the guy, there was just something else that went wrong. I know it's unfortunate, but it's unfortunate every year this guy's dealing with something. So, you look at him too. Daryl Morey puts together this roster, Angelo. They didn't have enough guys. When I say you blame Doc Rivers, there were four or five different guys that if Doc put them in the game, people were like, well, you can't play that guy. Well, at a certain point, you just don't have enough players that are good at basketball that can suit up for the team. So,
all right, let me go through some of these individually because some extraordinary things were said after the game, Kyle. And I'll start with Doc Rivers saying he did a terrific job. And that when he got here, there were no expectations. And how dare you suggest that he wasn't great at what he did this year? What was your reaction when he made that comment?
Look, Doc is the thinks that he loves telling you that, you know, he was one of the top 15 coaches ever and all that stuff, and he loves to rewrite history. I think is his number one quality, Angelo. To say that he came here and that there were no expectations is just insane. They had Joel Embiid, who obviously has blossomed to another level under Doc, that I think he does deserve credit for some of that, but he had Joel Embiid, and he had, at the time, Ben Simmons, a guy who was viewed as an ascending star. And, yeah, maybe they weren't expected to be the number one seed in the East when he arrived here, but they certainly were expected to potentially make some progress from where they were at previously. The furthest they went before Rivers got here, second round of the playoffs, furthest they've gone since Doc Rivers got here, second round of the playoffs. And, you know, there's more context than that, but ultimately, as Howard said at the press conference last night, this is a result business, and you were judged on your results, and he has not taken them any further than Brett Brown did.
All right, let me move to Joel Embiid. Two interesting things from Joel. Number one is he couldn't praise his buddy Jimmy Butler more than he did. He's proud of him. He wishes they still played together, etc. And then about James Harden, his current teammate, this is not the Houston James Harden. What do you think of those two things, and what do you think the ramifications of those comments will be?
Well, one, I think he's right on James Harden, and I think that's the thing that people have not broadly accepted. I think people saw James Harden have this big game in Game 4, and, you know, he deserves credit for turning back the clock a little bit, but that's not who he's been for the most of the time that he's been here, and I think that's Joel Embiid taking a sober look across and seeing the guy that's supposed to be his co-star and saying, look, he's been good and he's helped us, but he wasn't good enough, just like I wasn't good enough, just like Tobias Harris wasn't good enough, just like every single one of these guys wasn't good enough. And I think if they're going to get to where they need to go, and if James Harden is going to be a core piece, they just simply cannot move forward as if he's this guy who's going to be able to score 30 points regularly, and they have to build the roster accordingly. And on the Jimmy Butler front, Angelo, like, that very obviously, looking back, looks like the moment, the most important moment this franchise had over the last few years, the most important decision. And, you know, at the time, I can't criticize the organization as much as other people, Angelo, because really this came down to Ben Simmons versus Jimmy Butler. And at the time, between Jimmy's personality, all the history he had of burning out on people, the wear and tear that he had on his body, so on and so forth, that looked like a pretty easy decision to stick with the ascending young guy. Now, in hindsight, it looks like the easy decision was to roll with Jimmy Butler, trade Ben Simmons for whatever you could get, and it would have been a lot at the time, and just build around the two guys that seemed to love each other off the court and certainly fit together on the court. There's been no more important misfire over the last few years than what happened there.
All right, and then you got James Harden. Now, Daryl Morey will hold his news conference today. Whether or not he's still in love with Harden, we'll find out a little later. But here's what I need to know. Harden took two shots in the second half. He scored 0 points. Butler had 23, all right? Do you buy his explanation that they wouldn't throw him the basketball?
Angelo, he's the guy who initiates the offense. The idea that he has no control over the fact that he didn't get shots or he didn't get touches is one of the most intellectually dishonest things I think I've ever heard a player say after their season ended. Like, to go up there and tell me and to tell us that there was no way he could get more shots up and no way that he could put points on the board is just absolutely ridiculous. And, you know, this guy gets called, and rightfully so sometimes, gets called a basketball savant, a basketball genius, so intelligent, he's this, he's that. A guy who is that level of genius on the basketball court can find a way to score more than 0 points in the second half of a closeout game. That's just, right. There's no ifs, ends, or buts about that.
And then the follow-up, Kyle, was, should the coach have been calling your number more? Should he have been designing plays for you? And his response to that was next question, right? And now I'm wondering if he doesn't like Doc Rivers. Is Harden have a problem with Doc? What's your read on that?
So I don't know that he actively has a problem with them, Angelo, but just like you and I are sitting here saying that Doc was not part of the solution, James Harden, the quote-unquote basketball genius, certainly didn't seem like he wanted to actively stick up for him. We'll put it that way.
Final question. Have we seen the last of Doc Rivers as head coach of the Sixers?
I honestly think it could go either way, Angelo. I thought coming into this series that, you know, with Joel's injuries, that there was probably a built-in excuse for them to basically just run it back next year with everybody, including the head coach. I do think that he's owed a lot of money still, and I do think that's a factor in whether he stays or goes, certainly. Not the number one factor, but a factor. But, you know, I think you look at how they lost. I think, and Tobias Harris said this last night, it would have been one thing if they came in, they gave 100% effort, they left it all on the line, and Miami was just simply a better team than they were. But for Miami to so comprehensively beat them in the final two games of the season, for the head coach to have no answers, to have no ability to get his team to dig deep when it really mattered, I think just like everybody on that roster, I think they had to take a long, hard look at whether he should be the guy leading this group moving forward.
Kyle Newbeck, Philly voice. Don't miss his writing. Don't miss him on our show. He's awesome. Thank you, Kyle. Appreciate it, pal.
Thank you, Angelo.
Al, I'm having a problem here trying to decide what was the most extraordinary comment that came out of it. I love the Embiid thing saying this is not the Houston Harden.
You're
That's
right.
pretty remarkable,
yeah.
right? I really enjoyed the thing where the coach said he did terrific.
Yes.
Oh, that's
and
great.
That, if you don't like it, screw you,
yeah.
that kind of thing. And then I've got Harden, and I probably haven't played this enough, of Harden, the point guard on the team, blaming his teammates for only taking two shots.
Right.
Here's that comment again.
We ran our offense. The ball, you know, I feel like the ball moved, and, you know, just didn't get back to me.
Why weren't you more aggressive?
Like I just said, we ran our offense. The ball, you know, just didn't get back to me.
Marcus, you were right there when he was saying it that you feel he was making a great point.
I thought that his point left a lot to be desired.
Okay, in what regard?
Logic.
Because he's a point guard?
You can't. Yeah. This is the era of the scoring point guards. Isaiah Thomas kind of ushered in the era of the scoring point guard.
Right.
And those guys are rare. You know, Damian Lillard,
yeah.
Chris Paul. No one has been as prolific a scoring point guard, maybe except Russell Westbrook,
yeah.
than James Harden. And he was converted from small forward to point guard to be a scoring point guard. He is not a great passer. He gets a lot of assists because he draws a lot of attention, and he's a good passer, but he doesn't run an offense.
But what you're saying is
it's
you
insane
found
for
his
him.
Comment somewhat unconvincing.
It's insane for him to say, I couldn't get a shot
right.
because I couldn't get the ball when he always has the ball. He has the ball more than anybody else in the league.
Let me bring on somebody. Al, I'm going to take a guess here that he knows James Harden. He is our friend. He is the phenomenal chef. Big Rube is online. Hi, Big Rube.
Holla.
Big Rube, do you know James Harden?
We met years ago when he would come and do a summer league game at LaSalle.
All right, do you buy what he said last night that it's not his fault he did not score any points in the second half? He did not. No one threw him the ball.
Nizzo, he was thinking about going to one of the so-called gentlemen clubs in Philly, and they should have refused him and turned him away.
Oh, you're not happy with Harden, Big Roo?
No, hell no.
Talk to me. What are you feeling?
I mean, it's like at the end of the day, like Shirley said, you're a professional athlete. You one of the top. They put you in as one of the top 75 players ever to play the game in the NBA, and you put up that that's total disrespect to himself and the city. They traded for him, got rid of garbage, and then he come here and can't take the team to the next level. That's disrespect on all levels.
Big Rube, do you notice the contrast between the way he plays basketball and the way Jimmy Butler does?
I mean, Jimmy plays like a Iverson or a Jordan. He, you know what I mean? His will to win brings his other teammates along, and I was always pissed that they got rid of Butler. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
Me too. Me too. 100% with you. Rube, if somebody would enjoy, you know, feel better this weekend to have some chicken, where would they get your chicken?
Oh, yeah. By the way, I was with Kyle's dad last night. And
really?
He curses like a sailor watching the game.
Hold
the
on
whole,
a minute. Al, I think we have a breaking story.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle Newbeck's father uses profanity during losses.
Yeah.
Is that?
Oh,
can
yeah.
We,
I mean,
all right.
Yeah.
I'm glad we got that story in before the end of the show. All right, Rube, where can I have the chicken?
Well, Chef Big Rube's Kitchen. Follow me on Instagram at Pitcher's Pub, 4326 Main Street. And new hours, we open at lunch, so 12 noon. Come holler at me and Manny Young, and let's grub and talk some more.
Holler!
Holler!
Big group, 215. We got two more segments to play with. Who's on the hot seat today? Do you realize today it's almost impossible?
Because you mentioned it when you listened to what they said after the game.
Oh, it was amazing stuff. If
this is why you grade on a curve.
Yeah.
Because one was dumber than the next.
I know it was. I didn't know how to get all the dumb stuff in today. And I had 4 hours.
It was unbelievable.
215-592-9494. When we return, a lot more dumb stuff. WIP Sports Time, 917.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.